Sir, take me back. Please. I need you. I need you to punish me. I need it more than I need to breathe or to live. I don't need you to forgive me, just punish me. Over and over and over. I know I don't deserve your forgiveness. I don't even deserve your punishment. Your absolute worst is still better than I deserve. I know that a good-for-nothing skank whore like me doesn't deserve any more of your time, your effort, your punishment. Honestly, I do know that. I really am good for nothing. I'm such a fucking moron, sir. Calling me as dumb as a rock is an insult to rocks. I try so hard not to look like an idiot. And you figured out how fucking stupid I am so fast, without even trying. I'm such a dumb bitch that I don't even know how retarded I look when I pretend to be smart. I need you to teach me that. Not that I would learn. I'm a mushed-brained cunt who can't learn anything. But thank you. Thank you for everything you already put into trying to teach me, sir. I don't deserve it. I never did. I really do need constant punishment just to function. I'm too much of an imbecile to think for myself. I'm way too goddamn stupid to make good decisions. I will never be smart enough to do the right thing. What I need is to be treated like the dumb animal I am. I need the worst pain and the worst punishment so that maybe I will at least be afraid of doing the wrong things. That fear of fucking up and displeasing you is the best part about me, because it's the part of me that comes from you. Thank you for punishing my least worthless quality into me, sir. I could never be worthy of such kindness. Sir, you must have had infinite patience to tolerate me. I say the stupidest things. Every word that comes out of my mouth is the most boring, pointless drivel. Nothing I say matters. I'm a dumb cunt, and I don't have the brains to think of anything worthwhile to say. Every second I spend talking is a second of your life I've wasted. Because anything you do or say is infinitely more intelligent and infinitely more meaningful than the very best thought or idea I've ever had. Although calling the things I say thoughts and ideas is far too kind, they are really just time-wasting bullshit. I wish I could be pretty for you so that I could be worth your time. But I know I'm not. I may not have a brain, but I have eyes. I know I'm ugly. I wish I wasn't, so that I could please your eyes, so that I wouldn't feel the shame of disappointing you every time you look at me. It doesn't matter if you hit me or whip me, because every new mark you leave on me is the prettiest thing about me. You could beat me within an inch of my life, and it wouldn't make me any uglier. I wouldn't try to stop you, because I know I look stupid. I know how stupid fat fuckpigs like me have no value. I deserve to be punished for the pain I cause to your eyes when you look at my shapeless, unsexy body. My sloppy tits don't look as good as other girls' tits. My legs are and ass are fat and ugly and saggy. Even my cunt is ugly. I'm sorry you have to look at me, sir. My body is repulsive. My repulsive body is completely worthless unless something you do to it brings you pleasure. I wish I could please you in ways that would make up for my looks, but we both know I'm not worthy of your pleasure. I wouldn't even make a good whore. Even my holes are worthless. My cunt and my asshole are loose and used up and worn out because I'm a complete sud with no boundaries and no judgment. They're not even pleasure holes. They're just a warm-up to use before fucking better, prettier girls with better, tighter holes. I'm not a person. I'm nothing but three holes and a heartbeat. Nothing but an object to be used. There's no way to treat me too badly, because I'm just a thing. Just a collection of holes. Holes to be used in any way. Thoughtlessly uncaring. Batter my holes as roughly as you want, with anything you want. I'm a rape doll and it doesn't matter if you hurt me. It doesn't matter if I want it or not. I'm human toilet paper and it doesn't matter how stained and dirty you leave me. I'm so worthless that if you rode free on my tits and left me on the curb, nobody would take me. I know I'm just a grimy slut. I'm just a grimy gutter slut. But I yearn desperately for you to punish me and make me into something better than I am now. Maybe I can be your fleshlight. I would try so hard to be the best fleshlight I could for you, because you're so much better than me. You deserve a better fleshlight than me. A real fleshlight doesn't lather and babble and annoy you by talking about stupid shit. But I can't help shitting inane, thoughtless words out of my disgusting slobber hole because I'm a brainless fucking bimbo. I could try to be a table instead. Some tables creak and make noise, although even that sounds smarter than the things I say. Still, you could set things on me. I could try to sit still and shut the fuck up for once. You could eat off me if having my foul stench close to your food didn't completely disgust you. Or you could rinse your feet on me. I could try to be a good table for you, sir. But tables aren't worthless and weak like I am. Even a table with three legs is worth more than I am, because tables are easier to fix and easier to keep and clean than stupid, filthy sex objects. If you take me back, I will let you use me as a toilet. When I said I'm not good enough for even the worst of you, I didn't just mean what you can do to me. I'm not worthy of the things you could put into me either. I know there's no use I'm good. I'm too good for. If you want to piss and shit in me, I will do my very best to dispose of it. I know I'm no better than a toilet. Really, I'm worse. A toilet does its job without fucking up, and I can't even do one goddamn thing right. You can flush a toilet once and it's clean enough to use again. But me, I need to shower and brush my teeth. I take way too long in the bathroom and would probably fuck it up somehow, because I'm worthless and I fuck everything up. Plus, even after a good cleaning, I'm still lumpy and disgusting. It must be unbearable to look at me after seeing something that is smooth and all the same color, all shaped the way it's supposed to be. Even a toilet is smarter and prettier than me. Maybe I can be one of those things that you hold knives in. See, I'm such a fucking dumbass that I don't even know the word for them. Most of them are made of wood and they have little slots. I know I'm mostly made of fat and all my slots are too big and loose, but you can make new slots in me, sir. I'm not worthy of all your effort to improve me, but at least putting some knife holes in me would be so much quicker than trying to fix a stupid goddamn bimbo like me and her tiny fucking brain. Of course, you could only use me once. Those things usually aren't disposable like me. And once you used me, I'd make your kitchen dirtier instead of cleaner because I'm a horrible, disgusting mess. And those things are supposed to look good in your kitchen, but I'm so stupid I could fuck up scrambled eggs. And when I wear an apron, I look like something slimy and infectious oozing out of the world's heaviest flour bag. So I could be one of those things for you, but I'm afraid I would fuck up and fail like I do at everything. You could use me as your disgusting old cum bucket. We both know that I'm not really as good a bucket, though. A bucket has so many uses. All I'm good for is sex. And a bucket sits where you put it instead of going off and doing something stupid every time you leave it alone. Plus, no matter how long a bucket goes without being cleaned, it could never be as greasy as revolting as I am. I don't even deserve to be your bucket, do I? I'm sorry, sir. I can try to be as good a bucket for you, but I'm no good at all. So you should just use me and then discard me. That's the only use I have. Then punish me for not being as useful as I should be, because I'm always wrong and I always fuck everything up. I'm never good enough at anything. I could never be good enough for you. I'm so disposable that even punishment is more than I deserve. But I need you to take me back anyway, sir. Sir, I'm so lucky to be yours to punish. I need you to punish me. I need it more than I need to breathe or to live. I don't need you to forgive me. Just punish me over and over and over. I know I don't deserve your forgiveness. I don't even deserve your punishment. Your absolute worst is still better than I deserve. I honestly don't know why you waste your time with such a good for nothing skank whore like me. I really am good for nothing. I'm such a fucking moron, sir. Calling me as dumb as a rock is an insult to rocks. I try so hard not to look like an idiot, and you figured out how fucking stupid I am so fast without even trying. I'm such a dumb bitch that I don't even know how retarded I look when I pretend to be smart. I need you to teach me that. Not that I would learn. I'm a mush-brained cunt who can't learn anything. But thank you. Thank you for trying to teach me, sir. I don't deserve it, and I never have. I really do need constant punishment just to function. I'm too much of an imbecile to think of for myself, and I'm way too goddamn stupid to make good decisions. I will never be smart enough to do the right thing. What I need is to be treated like the dumb animal I am. I need the worst pain and the worst punishment so that maybe I will at least be afraid of doing the wrong things. That fear of fucking up and displeasing you is the best part about me, because it's the part of me that comes from you. Thank you for punishing my least worthless quality into me, sir. I could never be worthy of such kindness. Sir, you must have and patience to tolerate me. I say the stupidest things Every word out of my mouth is the most boring, pointless drivel. Nothing I say matters. I'm a dumb cunt, and I don't have the brains to think of anything worthwhile to say. Every second I spend talking is a second of your life I've wasted, because anything you do or say is infinitely more intelligent and infinitely more meaningful than the very best thought or idea I've ever had. Although calling the things I say thoughts and ideas is far too kind. They are really just time-wasting bullshit. I wish I could be pretty for you so that I could be worth your time, but I know I'm not. I may not have a brain, but I have eyes. I know I'm ugly. I wish I wasn't, so that I could please your eyes, so that I wouldn't feel the shame of disappointing you every time you look at me. But that doesn't matter if you hit me or whip me, because every new mark you leave on me is the prettiest thing about me. You could beat me with an inch of my life, and it wouldn't make me any uglier. I wouldn't try to stop you, because I know how stupid fat fuck pigs like me. I know we have no value. I deserve to be punished for the pain I cause to your eyes when you look at my shapeless, unsexy body. My sloppy tits don't look as good as other girls' tits. My legs are, and ass are fat and ugly and saggy. Even my cunt is ugly. I'm sorry you have to look at me, sir. My repulsive body is completely worthless unless something you do to it brings you pleasure. I wish I could please you in ways that would make up for my looks, but we both know I'm not worthy of your pleasure. I wouldn't even make a good whore. Even my holes are worthless. My cunt and my asshole are loose and used up and worn out because I'm a complete sot with no boundaries and no judgment. They're not even pleasure holes. They're just a warm-up to use before fucking better, prettier girls with tighter, better holes. I'm not a person. I'm nothing but three holes and a heartbeat. Nothing but an object to be used. There is no way to treat me too badly, because I'm just a thing. Just a collection of holes. Holes to be used in any way, thoughtlessly, uncaring. Batter my holes as roughly as you want with anything you want. I'm a rape doll and it doesn't matter if you hurt me. It doesn't matter if I want it or not. I'm human toilet paper and it doesn't matter how stained and dirty you leave me. I'm so worthless that if you rode free on my tits and left me on the curb, nobody would take me. I know I'm just a grimy gunner slut, but I yearn desperately for you to punish me and make me into something better than I am now. Maybe I can be your fleshlight. I would try so hard to be the best fleshlight I could for you, because you're so much better than me. You deserve a better fleshlight than me. A real fleshlight doesn't blather and babble and annoy you by talking about stupid shit. But I can't help shitting inane, thoughtless words out of my disgusting slobber hole because I'm a brainless fucking bimbo. I could try to be a table instead. Some tables creak and make noise, although even that sounds smarter than the things I say. Still, you could set things on me. I could try to sit still and shut the fuck up for once. You could eat off me if having my foul stench so close to your food didn't completely disgust you. Or you could rest your feet on me. I could try to be a good table for you, sir. But tables aren't worthless and weak like I am. Even a table with three legs is worth more than I am, because tables are easier to fix and easier to clean than stupid, filthy sex objects. I will let you use me as a toilet when I said I'm not good enough for even the worst of you. I didn't mean just what you can do to me. I'm not worthy of the words to things you could put into me, either. I know there's no use I'm too good for. If you want to piss and shit in me, I will do my very best to dispose of it. I know I'm no better than a toilet. Really, I'm worse. A toilet does its job without fucking up, and I can't even do one goddamn thing right. You can flush a toilet once and it's clean enough to use again. But me, I need a shower and brush my teeth. I take way too long in the bathroom and would probably fuck it up somehow because I'm worthless and I fuck everything up. Plus, even after a good cleaning, I'm still lumpy and disgusting. It must be unbearable to look at me after seeing something that is smooth and all the same color and all shaped the way it's supposed to be. Even a toilet is smarter and prettier than me. Maybe I can be one of those things that you hold knives in. See, I'm such a fucking dumbass, I don't even know the word for them. Most of them are made of wood and they have little slots. I know I'm mostly made of fat and all my slots are too big and loose, but you could make new slots in me, sir. I'm not worthy of all your effort to improve me, but at least putting some knife holes in me would be so much quicker than trying to fix this stupid goddamn bimbo like me and her tiny fucking brain. Of course, you could only use me once, and those things usually aren't disposable like me. And once you used me, I'd make your kitchen dirtier instead of cleaner, because I'm a horrible, disgusting mess. And those things are usually supposed to look good in your kitchen, but I'm so stupid I could fuck up scrambled eggs. When I wear an apron, I look like something slimy and infectious oozing out of the world's heaviest flour bag. So I could try to be one of those things for you, but I'm afraid I would fuck it up and fail, like I do at everything. You could use me as your disgusting old cum bucket. We both know that I'm not really as good as a bucket, though. A bucket has so many uses, all I'm good for is sex. And a bucket sits where you put it instead of going off and doing something stupid every time you leave it alone. Plus, no matter how long a bucket goes without being cleaned, it could never be as greasy and revolting as I am. I don't even deserve to be your bucket, do I? I'm sorry, sir. I can try to be as good as a bucket for you, but I'm no good at all. So you should just use me and then discard me. That's the only use I have. Then punish me for not being as useful as I should be. Because I'm always wrong and I always fuck everything up. I'm never good enough at anything. I could never be good enough for you. I'm so disposable that even punishment is more than I deserve. So, thank you so much for your generous punishment, sir.